Now, teachers in Northern Ireland are taking part in escalating industrial action in a row over pay. Union members are following instructions not to cover absences, invigilating exams and analysing exam results. After school activities like sport and drama that have been imposed on teachers may also be affected. So what on earth is going on? Justin McCampbell is from the teaching union, the NASUWT. Morning to you, Justin.
Good morning, Stephen.
What is going on?
What's going on is that we are seeing the symptoms of continual cuts to education in Northern Ireland. Education has been cut by £233 million, while at the same time teachers haven't had a satisfactory pay rise since 2010. So it's no surprise that our members want us on their behalf to push back against this and to push back against the additional workload that's being put on them.
So I can see here some of the instructions that the union has given their members, in other words, teachers in schools, the NASUWT. Members are instructed to refuse to implement any new initiatives, policies or working practices which have not been workload impact assessed and agreed with the union.
Yeah, that's quite right, because there simply is not enough space left in teachers' time to actually carry out the tasks that they're being asked to do.
Members are instructed to refuse to undertake more than 20 hours cover for absence during the academic year. Justin, and then of course you can come back. Tasks that teachers and principals should not undertake include collecting money from pupils and parents, photocopying, word processing, producing class lists on the basis of information provided by teachers, keeping and filing records, producing analysis of exam results, collating pupil reports, coordinating and submitting bids for funding. It's the pupils are at the rough end of this, aren't they?
I would say no. Most of these tasks are administrative tasks that are not within a teacher's duty. And certainly some of this, where it does have an impact on teachers, the fault does not lie with teachers.
Well, look, when it says collating pupil reports, what's that mean?
It means that collating reports is not the same as writing reports. We're not opposed to teachers writing reports.
Producing analysis of exam results?
Yeah, we're talking about administrative duties that in the past would have been done by support staff in schools, but because schools have had to make cuts, support staff have been removed from schools, we are making a stand and saying, don't be putting those tasks onto our members.
Okay, and what I'm trying to...
Our members' job is to teach children, not to carry out the admin duties of the school.
And Justin, what I'm trying to do this morning is I'm just trying to get a feel for... I get it that you're trying to stand up to get teachers the rights that they're entitled to. So I hear you. I guess my job this morning is to just make sure the public are aware what impact this has on pupils. Make sure the parents know. So when you're instructing your members, in other words, teachers, not to produce analysis of exam results, that sounds important to me.
It sounds important, and what you have to bear in mind is we're not telling our members not to analyse how their class is done. It's not their duty to actually be going crunching the data. And I would put it to you, Stephen.
Sorry, analysis. If a kid gets a C grade in an exam, right? Is this what this means? If a kid gets a C grade in an exam and they want to discuss that with their teacher, and for the teacher to be informed, the teacher does an analysis of the results. Is that what your union is telling a teacher not to do?
No, it is not what we're telling her.
So what does that mean? Stop producing analysis of exam results.
When, for example, exam results come out in August, a school may wish to do whole-level data analysis of what is going on.
Yeah.
We are saying those are things that should be done either by the management of the school, possibly with support. That's an example of a task that shouldn't be put onto the ordinary classroom teacher.
A teacher would have a big input into an analysis.
They will have the analysis at their own classroom level. We're talking about the whole school analysis. And What I would say to parents who are listening to this is, we are taking this action because our teachers are worn out from the long hours they're working and the excessive workload that's been put on them. By taking this action, they're actually able to concentrate on teaching children.
Well, let me just look at the meetings. The NASUWT members are instructed to not attend any meetings or events before or after pupil session times or during the lunch break. Further, the NASUWT members will not accept the direction of the principal to undertake any other activity in lieu of attendance at meetings.
Yeah.
So if there is a meeting, if there have been meetings with pupils before school or indeed after school about, I don't know, the school rugby team, the choir, is that all stopped?
It will be in many schools, but bear in mind, teachers aren't being paid at that time.
Is the NASUWT advising teachers not to help pupils with extracurricular activities like they always have done?
No, we are saying that extracurricular activities, for example, like the rugby and other sports that you mentioned, are voluntary activities, which many of our members do. What we won't be doing is accepting an instruction to do it, because teachers have a set amount of working hours. The working time directive applies to teachers as much as it does to anyone else. So we will not be accepting compulsory instructions to say that teachers should be in before school doing extra work, being there after school doing extra work. And we certainly won't accept that they should be working over their lunch break. No other employee is expected to work over their lunch break, so we'll not accept that teachers would be required to do so. We have to go back to what the problem is, Stephen. We have more pupils now than we had 10 years ago, but we have 1,000 less teachers.
And again, Justin,
that's the core of this problem.
Okay, and again, Justin, what I'm just trying to get today is just clarification on what the current landscape is for pupils in schools throughout Northern Ireland. So I have heard from a number of people, and I'm asking you for clarification on this, if I've got this right or wrong. I've heard from a number of people that there are some extracurricular activities that the kids have been used to. I don't know, you know, the things like choirs and debating societies and all of the different clubs that kids might do before or after school.
Yeah.
Sport.
Mm-hmm.
Are you aware of school teachers on some occasions stopping now doing those?
Yes. And not because we have told them to, because unfortunately in many cases, teachers actually have to go and work second jobs. They literally do not have the time. The expectations that is being put on teachers then in terms of following up on admin work, because classroom assistants have been withdrawn, because secretarial support has been withdrawn from the school. Teachers are having to find, they're spending time doing that. And unfortunately, something has to give.
And when
we have 1,000 teachers missing from our system. It's simply not possible to deliver the same service that was there in 2010.
And when the NASUWT members, this note says, members are instructed to not attend meetings or events before or after school.
Yeah.
What type of events is the NASUWT talking about?
We're talking about, planning meetings, meetings that principals, governors from time to time may decide to organise different meetings.
What about something like a school play?
That are coming in.
What about something like a school play or an after-school choir?
We've been quite clear. And I mean, obviously, you're reading from our industrial action instructions.
Yes.
And we've actually made it quite clear on page 9 that we're talking about excessive workload, that if members are volunteering freely of their own free will to undertake voluntary activities, that these action instructions are not intended to prevent these continuing. So we're saying quite clearly, activities like school teams, clubs, open days, open nights are voluntary activities, but we can't accept that our members are compelled to attend them.
Like they have been in the past?
Well, in many schools, there would be an element of compulsion, and we're making it quite clear. They are not paid at that time, so therefore, why would they be doing that work?
So that's not a change of policy within some teachers then. The NAS, your union is advising a change of policy.
Our policy is quite simple. You have a contract. The employee should be working their contract.
Interesting stuff. Justin, thanks a lot for coming on. Really appreciate it.